something completely over the top. The host and star of the Snake Pit. Snake.
It's been requested.
I didn't request this. This was given to me. It was appointed to me.
All right.
It was handed to me.
Whatever. It is Snake Pit. And here he is, Snake.
Friday night.
Kick it.
I was forced, might as well have been at gunpoint, to go to my wife's 10-year high school reunion celebrating 10 years out of that ridiculous thing that's known as high school, and her particular high school was Lake Highlands. And I had a little bit to go on because you told me what it was like, Mike Reiner.
Right.
At your wife's 20-year reunion or something like that.
Yes. Michael?
Yes, because I'd just been through this type of thing myself.
And so I was on guard. First off, I was ready to get plowed.
It's a good approach.
Thank you.
For these things.
Roy, Norm. So I went in guns blazing.
Who believes that?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like you did during E! News today, huh?
Exactly. And because I knew something, I knew I was going to get left alone. I knew that was going to happen.
And how long did it take for that to happen?
Well,
or am I jumping the gun here?
No, you're not jumping the gun at all. We met a bunch of her friends down at the Green Room in Deep Ellum. Mm-hmm. And
were these people you'd met before?
Never met.
You knew?
Never met any of them.
So
never
you decided to go out to a dinner with them.
Do you like that? Did you like the idea of that going in?
Well, here's what happened. Initially, I thought it was going to be dinner, but all it turned out to be was drinks. And then we made our way down to the reunion, which was someplace in downtown Dallas that I'd never heard of. Some bar off of St. Paul and Ackard or something like that.
The Reconsider Lounge?
No, it wasn't the Reconsider.
Who was playing there that night?
Uncle Anus or something like that?
I can find out real quick.
No, don't worry about it. So we get into the reunion.
What was the name of this place? I mean, what do they have downtown?
We were treated to cab fare arrest, AIDS.
All right.
I honestly don't. It used to be called like Joe's Chili Bar or something like that. This place. This place was not very big.
They thought this would be a cool place for a reunion.
Well,
huh?
I guess it was...
Because they don't think things through.
Okay, do you guys realize how much it costs to go to your reunion?
It might cost a lot, but I mean, to me...
You don't even have one.
No.
It didn't cost me a damn thing. 3 hours of gas money and just showed up at the Knox City Park.
Well, for big 5A high schools throughout the area... If you and your significant other, whoever you want to take, it will run you about $150 to get in the door. Now, I thought it would include food and drink.
$150 apiece or for the couple?
$150 total, which I thought would include, you know, a couple of drink tickets and some food. That gets you in the door. And that's it.
There's a cover?
A $75 cover per person to get in the door.
You know why they do this? Because there's a stupid organization out there that does all the organizing.
Right. It's called Scam Inc.
Yeah. And so they hire them, and they do everything. And they rip people off.
Oh, my God.
That's what they do. It's just like the wedding industry. It's nothing but a ripoff.
So I walk in there, and I'm already pissed off. I have to wear a name tag.
Did it say snake on
it? Yeah, it said snake. In quotations.
Snake.
Quota.
Well, you didn't have to wear one.
No, you didn't. But
snake.
Everyone else was. I was like, you know what? You might as well. I mean, snake. It'd be very cocky not to wear a name tag. And I just,
his name is Snake.
Right. So I put my name tag on. We go in there. We see one of her
and
best
you wrote
friends.
Snake on there yourself, or you told him to write Snake on there?
No, I had Corby Davidson on there. What do you...
And, of course, she wrote her name with her maiden name in parentheses, right?
Cuba.
It said her, yeah.
It said Turtle Dove, right?
Yeah, Turtle Dove.
Yeah, her maiden name, Dove. Turtle Dove.
Yes, dear.
So we walk in there, and there's probably about 100 people in there or so.
In a place designed to hold 50.
Probably. She immediately sees a friend of hers, one of her best friends, and she was like, hang on.
To well, you.
I bet
to
you me. Got a lot of hang-ons that night.
And for the next hour and a half, there I am, all by myself.
Neat. Why do spouses put their significant other through this? Why?
And slowly but surely...
Now, see, I didn't even get that. We walk in, not 20 feet past the door, she sees somebody. She goes over there, starts talking to her, and off they go. The next thing you know, they've got about three or four more in tow, and they're just standing around having this gab session.
Exactly.
And I knew that, okay, I'm on my own here.
Yeah.
That I can walk around too.
Which is great.
Well, no, it's really not, if you don't know anybody in there.
I knew two people in there. Two people.
Why would you want to meet anybody?
One guy that works for the morning news, who married into a Lake Highlands girl. And
Chip Brown?
No, it was Frails. Jerry Fraley.
Funny if it was.
Yeah, it would have been.
Fraley's got some hot 28-year-old wife.
He's wearing his Hawaiian shirt, his mullet.
Boy, don't you know he'd have a good attitude about being oh something like God. That.
And then another guy, it was one of her best friend's fiance was there. And the guy's pretty cool, actually. Both those guys were okay, but... Other than that, I didn't know anyone, and it's not like they wanted to talk to me, you know?
Didn't they?
No, they didn't.
You are the snake.
So there I was, and thank God that I have some form of social skill, because I literally sat there for 1 hour and 90 minutes, had no idea where she was. I had no clue where her and her buddy went off to. They could have been in the bathroom snorting coke, and
so
I would have
known.
So
she wanders off, and you go over and just sit at a table, huh?
I stand there against the wall,
basically. Oh, you just stood there against the wall?
By yourself?
Yeah, and one guy came up, and I talked to him for a little bit, and then another guy came up, and I talked to him for a little bit, and then I got snake cored a couple of times.
Snake cored?
And every time that happened, the guy would walk by and just be like, snake, you know, and the girl would be like, stop that, I told you not to do that.
Snake.
So I just sat back there and just kept ordering beer after beer.
Snake.
After beer after beer after beer by myself. And sitting back there, like the wallflower that I was, I noticed three things that are obvious about people that are 10 years out of high school. It was unbelievable how obvious it was and how sick it made me.
Well, as one who is 35 years out of high school, I can't wait to hear what those three things are. We will get to that next here on The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're joined tonight by the Cobra, Deep Dish Danny Paul, Kevin Scott here with The Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. Going to have a little fact spotter action on the way here. But we are smack dab in the middle of a very, very stimulating edition of Snake Pit. And once again, with more on that, here's Snake.
So I'm left alone by my wife as she roams around.
Cool.
With her buddies.
Yes, we're speaking of Snake and... accompanying his wife, Turtle Dove, to her 10-year class reunion.
You know what's the bad thing about this story? Is that if it had been the opposite way around, she would have been all over you if you'd have left her alone.
I told her that. I go, I want you to remember this.
Yeah.
Because if I leave you alone for 20 seconds, you get pissed. And you left me alone for an hour and a half, which I didn't care because it just doesn't bother
me. It's why you shouldn't have been there.
Right.
But go on.
Right. Well, it's just the difference between guys and girls. Guys can handle...
But didn't she leave you... Didn't she give you the option of not going to this?
Well, you know what that kind of option is. You don't have to go if you don't
want
to.
If I ever get married, I'm taking the option.
I always take the option.
If they say
but
you don't have to go...
But that's not what they mean.
It doesn't matter. Then they need to freaking say what they mean.
Mine did.
Yeah, but that's not what they mean.
Then they need to say what they mean.
Mine did mean it.
If they,
I guarantee you,
man.
When she told me I could go home, if I don't wanted to go home, I could have gone home.
But you were having kind of a good time, right?
Well, I mean, I was interested enough to stay.
God,
just check
Michael.
It out.
I had a good time just standing back there talking to those two guys and
getting hammered,
drinking tons of beer.
Laughing.
By the way, I was at a bar, and I'm not going to name the name of this bar because I don't remember what it was. But I walked up, and the first drink I wanted...
So you're not going to name the name of this bar because you can't, huh?
Well, I don't remember
it. Can't remember it.
But I don't want to implicate him in any way.
Me.
So the first thing I order, I go, can I get a... absolute and absolute
quarter.
Mandarin in seven, which is basically vodka seven, you know.
Yeah.
And she looked at me like I was from Mars. She goes, "Well, what's that?" What? I go, "Are you a bartender? How do you know not?
You know what absolute was?"
No, and she's like, "Well, here are the bottles. Will you point it out to me?"
Did they have it?
Yeah, they had it.
Oh dear. Did she know what seven up was?
Uh oh.
I guess. So,
okay.
Checking out these people was really funny. Checking out the people that
girls?
Were 28 years old. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Lake Highlands. Sure. Lots of hot girls. Lots of them.
All right. What are the three things?
The three things that are obvious about people that are 10 years out of high school. One is the unmarried girl. Now, did you go to your 10-year?
No.
You didn't go?
No. I was still stuck in dorkdom.
It's almost like they're apologetic for not being married. They're certainly embarrassed. And I know this doesn't apply to all of them, but there's that certain faction that are literally embarrassed because they're not married yet. I guess they made some claim that they want to start having babies when they were 25, and I just hadn't met the right guy. I'm not even close to being married yet. I can't believe it. I'm almost 30.
No, darling, you're torn up as hell. Nobody will have you.
Well, there's some good-looking girls there that were that way, too, but it's really pathetic. Because I'm sure that they were fighting it. Like, should I go? I mean, I'm not even married. I don't know. I don't have a boyfriend or anything. You know? And the way that they, like, gawk at their buddies who are married, their rings. Oh, can I see your ring? Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, God. You know?
Hold on, we can use that for something.
Good Lord.
And they almost start crying because you can tell they're just green with envy that they're not in that situation. And it's literally...
You should be glad.
It's... Right. I wanted to look over at him and just be like, you are so lucky. But I didn't. Because I don't really feel that way.
What a freaking lie that was.
But they're the ones who get more loaded than anyone. The unmarried chick. Because...
Love that.
Bottom line is...
Because they're giving up something that night.
They're looking.
Oh, yeah.
Are a looking, and they are looking hard.
They are wiener hunting that night.
And by the end of the night, it's very apparent that it's time to drag something out of there, you know? I was like,
so
wow.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, chicks were literally walking up to randomoid guys and kind of checking out whether or not they had a wedding ring on or not.
Or a wiener in their pocket.
Right.
You'll notice my wiener in my pocket?
The second thing is the guy, and this was plainly obvious too, the guy who used to have something who was turned into the most gigantic bag of zeros there is.
Usually your athletes.
Yeah.
There were the big stud athletes in high school.
Right.
Maybe got a scholarship somewhere, but just not good enough to make that next step, buddy.
No,
and they were something in high school.
Yeah, and really not that bright.
And they got nothing to fall back on.
No, and they're trying to, you know, I'm working for my dad and selling stuff. And
yeah, they have a female counterpart, too. The hot, hot girl whose looks really haven't stayed with them.
Right. That's true as well. Now, since I didn't go to this high school, I didn't know specifically who these people were, but you can tell because people are pointing like, oh, my God, look at John. Oh, my God, because he's kind of balding, he's kind of bigger, and his clothes are just a little bit off, you know. He just didn't keep up with things too well, and everybody's looking at him. And you know what? That's the reason people go to reunions, to see people like that.
To make themselves feel better.
Right. Like, oh, look at me. I got a kick-ass job and a full head of hair. And
look at fat ass over there.
Yeah, look at that guy who rushed for 1,500 yards his senior year. Fat ass! I hear he's divorced, too. You know, so you just hear things just standing back there because we're in such a cramped environment. It's insane. And then the third thing is the married guy who is 28, who already has pushed out like three kids, who is without question the drunkest guy there because this is his night out. This is it. This is the one night.
He gets
night.
About two of them a year.
Yeah. And he's been looking forward to this.
And he's going to wahoo.
Oh, my God.
Play a song.
Man.
This is going through his head all night.
Right. He's hearing this over and over again.
And he's looking at his watch going, oh, my God, it's almost 2 o'clock. Just pissed. Knowing that he has 6 more months of diaper changing. And lactating and nagging and whining
raking leaves and mowing lawns.
Oh, man, his life
gutters
sucks.
Nailing the same lame piece of ass every night.
Just going, man, where did I?
And a lot of times that's a guy that had something in high school, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Started squeezing him out at like 22, you know, and had three by the time he was 26.
Wanted to start that family.
Yeah.
Wanted to live that American dream.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nightmare.
And just hadn't been out. And I'm telling you, they are the drunkest ones there, and it is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
They can't handle their liquor because they hadn't drank in 6 years. And so it is just, hey,
and
man.
They just walk around wondering, okay, somebody tell me why I thought this was a good idea again.
Yeah.
Oh, they're probably loving it, though.
Well,
and they get to go there and wahoo and
I heard this,
escape that prison.
I heard this conversation. And by the way, those are the guys that look 38, 39, 40 years old when they're 27 or 28. The guys that cranked out those kids at an early age. Because they're up all night, you know? It's not a good scene for them.
Aren't you glad you did that? But then a lot of the party guys are up all night, too. But that's a different up all night, isn't it?
Yeah, they can sleep all day. Not to quote a song. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Up all song.
Night. Slaughter.
Yeah. So I heard this conversation.
This is in their heads all night long.
What is this?
Up all night, sleep all day.
Oh, God. So I heard this conversation between this guy who was out in California doing whatever, single guy just living out in California, came back for the reunion. Hey, man, I haven't seen you so long. What are you doing? I'm out in California, you know, I'm living on Pacific Beach, and everything's going well, and I'm doing this and just chilling out, you know, and I spent the summer down in Acapulco at a dive company and, you know, just kind of living day by whatever, just a guy just having a good time. What are you up to, man? I live in Lake Highlands, and I have 4 kids, and we just got back from our first vacation in 5 years to Disney World because the kids wanted to go there, and it just sucked so bad, and blah, blah, blah. Really, man, that really sucks. Yeah, it does suck. Do you have any scotch? You know, just miserable. I'm sure they're happy at home, and things are cool.
Are they?
But outwardly, when they see these guys who are just still jerking off and doing whatever they want to do, they're jealous. Not literally jerking off, jerking around. Sorry. But it was fascinating to watch these three sects of people intermingle, and some of them are having a good time and some of them just weren't. It just wasn't fun.
Good-looking girls, though?
Yeah, there were good-looking girls. There were plenty of good-looking girls.
Was this on Saturday night?
Friday night. There was a thing on Saturday night, but I went to the... I laid down the law and said, we're going back over with my homies at TCU on Saturday night, which was fun, which was a lot of fun.
Did you bring her?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a good time, too. And she didn't have a bad time at her reunion. She sat there and, you know, gabbed with her little hens all night. And the thing is she won't... She won't talk to these people again for the next 10 years.
Good.
And the next 5. There'll be a 15.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, usually...
They don't do these every 5 years.
They don't?
No.
But there's I thought they did in those big schools.
There's the exchanging of business cards. Oh, we really have got to stay in touch.
That
what
never
is your
works.
Email? And then, you know, you leave that night, the next morning you think about it, and you're like, I don't want to email her.
Next day you pull out a handful of business cards and throw them right in the trash.
Right. And you never get back in touch with them. Oh, it was so good to see her. I can't believe she looks so good. And I just have to stay in touch with her. And you know what? It ain't going to happen. And I told her that. It won't happen. You're friends with the people you're friends with.
Right.
And you're not for a reason. And you're
well,
not
going to... You
gonna,
move on.
Yeah.
You know, you have your high school friends.
Yeah, you and you
for
still
the most
have,
part, you move on.
You know, I got a handful of high school friends still. But
you kept the ones you wanted.
Right. But the other ones, no. No. Want nothing to do with you. Nothing.
You know, I'll tell you what, there's another group, too.
Which group is that?
That's the girls that when another
with
girl...
the biggest jugs.
They get together, and then another girl comes in and that still looks better than what she did and looks great, and she's automatically a slut.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Could be the nicest girl, could be an attorney, but she's automatically... Well, look at that slut. Look at that.
I never knew she was
this
a slut.
Girl sitting over there looking gorgeous and jugs busting out everywhere and an ass you could bounce a dime 20 feet off of. Oh, look at that slut.
All the guys are standing around
yeah.
her talking to her and stuff.
Right. And all the girls just, oh, look, can you believe she's wearing that? Look at that. And look at that hair.
Yeah. There's, I mean,
and the girl looks like she leaped right out of Playboy.
It's every high school reunion is exactly the same, though. There are none different than the one I went to. They all behave exactly the same. And like I said, when it's over, and then they move on. I don't know what the intrigue is. I'm not going to my 20-year reunion.
Why? Why? You should go, but you shouldn't take your wife with you.
Exactly.
I mean, you should go and have a good time. That's your friends, not your wife.
Yeah, but it's the five friends or whatever that I see on a semi-regular basis anyway, and I don't want to see the rest of them.
Yeah, you do. You don't think you do, but you really do.
You want to see how wheels off everybody else
right.
is.
Right. People watching.
I do enjoy that.
And I can't believe
you need to go.
Can't believe we let our 25 go this year. Didn't have any. Didn't do anything.
Is 20 big or 25 big?
We didn't do either one. We did a 15 and that's it.
What is wrong with your class?
Just a bunch of idiots.
Four people in it, Corby.
51.
And that you're in charge of it, right? Or you
I'm,
and
I'm one of the guys that was should be responsible for putting it together. I can't be bothered with it.
It's not your job. Although it
but,
was supposed
but I,
to be
but
your
I wish
job.
Somebody would do it.
Right.
I would damn sure go. But
so you
it's
didn't
all
go
Rafe's
to,
fault, every
you,
bit of it.
You didn't go to your 10-year?
I didn't start going to 25.
Why?
How did we get a scene together?
Is that why? Because you had no stories to tell or anything at your 10-year?
Like,
that's
probably one of the reasons you didn't go, Ron. You were probably gigging. You're probably playing on those nights.
Well, yeah, that probably had something to do with it.
I thought everybody went to their 10.
No, I didn't go to my 10, didn't go to 15, or if they had one, or 20. Did go to 25. That was in 93.
Psycho, did you go to your 10?
I told a few people about the radio station I was about to start.
You know, that
really?
Was the year.
They just kind of went, oh, cool.
You know, we
Good
talked
luck.
About that, Ron,
yeah.
because that's the year I went to my 15. Was the year you went to your 25th.
Yeah.
We talked about that one night. I had a hell of a time. I wish we'd have done another one, but
they just kind of petted me on the head and said, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Good
and
luck,
now
man.
Look at you.
Look at me now.
You're king radio now.
Kevin, did you go to yours?
It's a little different one.
No, hard
for 30.
Is Kevin in there?
Kevin's not paying attention.
Oh,
he's doing something. He's got important stuff to do. He does hate us.
Well, whatever. It was an interesting experiment more than anything. I was left alone just to look around and write.
Pen for yourself.
Write notes down and.
You took notes?
Oh, yeah, I took notes.
That's what this whole segment of Snake Pit was based on.
Right.
Drunk as you were?
Yeah.
And sure. you didn't get any free food? They didn't have any free food or free drinks or nothing?
Nothing.
You had to pay full price for everything?
It cost you $100.50 to go in there.
It ended up costing me about buying drinks and everything, probably about $200. $200. And she didn't pay for it.
You had to?
Yes. Of course.
Didn't she have a job?
Wait a minute here.
Boy. But she made her own money.
Now, she does make her own money.
Wait a minute.
Well... But it's all siphoned
Whip
right
it out
of...
I mean, didn't you tell her, hey, look, this ain't my deal. Come on. Come up with that money. I wouldn't have paid for it.
Hell no.
No.
It's her reunion.
I agree.
And you had to pay for it?
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, you need to get a hold of your scene, man. I have never seen anybody that scene's more out of control than yours.
Mine?
Yes.
Mine.
Yeah. You just keep adding to it every day. Now we get to the real intrigue about of this. Right at the second about the end. I mean, my gosh, I mean, not only did you have your ass whipped, but you had to pay for the ass whipping.
Well, I mean...
And you had to pay for her fun and yucks, too.
I mean, it came out of our account.
That's mistake number one.
What?
Our account.
Y'all don't keep your money separate?
Oh, I got some money stashed away. Don't you worry about that.
She knows exactly where it is.
Well, it's nice that you announced it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, somebody needs to sit down with you and start from square one.
Well, let's go, Holmes. Me and you.
Mike Reiner.
Mike can help you.
Can you?
Yes, he can help.
So all y'all's money goes into a multiple person project.
I'd love to be able to help
two
you, Corby.
Files. One's ours, one's mine. But mine is ours, too, because I pay for everything out of that.
She needs a better job.
I can
see a scenario where any girl is going to share my money. Yeah, that's going to happen.
See, Corby, you need to arrange your marriage and have everything set up so you can walk away at any time with the least amount of hassle possible. That's what your goal should be.
Yeah, well, sorry that,
you
know,
right.
I'm not married
because
to someone.
Because I'm trying to set up a scenario where I do this.
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Wow.
What if you had to pay for that?
I don't know.
You know, it's not like it's expensive. It's the principle. The fact that you had to pay for that. When you didn't want to go. Yeah. So I made a deal for it. I said, okay, you know what? Here's the deal. I'll pay for it if I don't have to go. Then it'd have been worth it.
Yeah, then it would have been worth it.
Like I'll pay her way?
No, right. you'll just say, okay.
Yes, you'll pay her way.
Okay,
you'll pay her way if you get out of it.
Here's your money to go. Here's your money to spend. And here's your money to get in. Just like,
right.
like my dad used to give me to go to the movies. I got a quarter to get in and a quarter to spend.
You pay for the tickets or whatever, the admission or whatever, and give her a little money to drink with and stuff. And maybe she wants to, you know, go out with her buddies after it's over with.
Right.
That too. But
that's worth it.
Get out of it.
Condom money.
All right. Fact Spotter's next here on the ticket.